A working group reconvened again this week before the end of the year to discuss options for re-establishing seasonal weekend passenger rail service from the Berkshires to New York City. WAMC spoke with the working group's founder, State Senator Adam Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat, about its recommendation for re-establishing the long, dormant route.
One thing that we've been very clear on the whole time, the entire process, is we need to have recommendations by March so that I can go into the budget for next year to say, here is what we need for the next steps. And we're aiming at a pilot, maybe even in 2019, which increasingly looks like the following. The meeting this week, in fact, was trying to really solidify which route we were going to recommend, and the options being continuing a connecting from a New York City to Albany Amtrak line, and then having a train ready to go into Pittsfield right after that.
Right, and that's a route that already exists. I mean, people can already take an Amtrak from Manhattan up to Albany, and then maybe at like a two-hour delay, and then taking another train once a day from Albany to Pittsfield.
It really doesn't line up is the problem. And so there isn't, you know, the ideal concept is that on a Friday afternoon you can get on the train in New York City and end up in the Berkshires for dinner. And that's not the case right now. And so what this would do is line up those routes directly. And so you could walk across the platform and end up in the Berkshires. And so the choice was, do we prioritize pricing out that route? And so the decision this week was, how do we need to make a decision on which route the Amtrak would identify exactly how much it would cost, and that was through Albany and then the train over to the Berkshires, or do we have them do a really deep dive on the costs related to a new spur? And the consensus of the group was to keep the momentum going and to move towards a pilot. And, of course, with the time frame that we need this done by March, this report, that we would do the financial assessment on that route from New York City to Albany and then from there directly out to the Berkshires rather than finding the cost of that spur. But we importantly said that we want to do that next. And so while that financial assessment may not be done by March, it will hopefully keep going into the spring and summer so that we do have visibility on how much that will cost ultimately.
So it sounds like the other plan was kiboshed for the Berkshire Fly route to involve developing a small stretch of track and bypass Albany altogether. That would require, you know, brand new service options and capital to build the track line. And that would also require getting more of New York on board.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say kiboshed. I would say that it was in order to move forward with the pilot as soon as possible, we needed to find out the financial costs of the route from to Albany and out to the Berkshires from there. And so that's the focus in the short term, but continuing to develop the plans for the spur as well.
So one of the major goals of the group was by January, the group was hoping to send Amtrak potential service and ridership numbers. And being that the immediate focus of the group is for option A with existing services and expanding those existing services, is the working group all set to hand that information over to Amtrak?
Yeah, so that was the second area of work during this meeting, which is making sure that we have all the data available for assessing the economic impact, the potential economic impact, and the cultural impact for the region. And so there's a continuation that will basically have that by mid-January, all those numbers to be handed in, and then the assessment will take place during the month that follows. And in fact, you're putting your finger on the next step as well, which is continuing to make sure that we reach out to and have good communication with our New York counterparts. We've been very encouraged by how fast the group has been moving, and potentially even within 18 months, having trains running, you know, through Chatham and onto the Berkshires, and it'll be great for upstate New York and for western Massachusetts.
State Senator Adam Hines speaking.